This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, let's get back into the LAPD story.
Sure.
About the drones that the LAPD said, we want these. And the people in LA said, we don't want you to have them. And the city council wound up just ignoring the will of the people. And what happened?
Sure. So as we said before, the civilian panel that oversees Los Angeles Police Department approved a drone program Tuesday, several months after the department first presented what it called a limited plan to use the technology. Approval of the program by the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners came despite oppositions from activists who considered the technology a threat to civil liberties, and after only 6% of the 1,675 emails the LAPD received about the program expressed support for it.
So let me rephrase this a little bit. The LAPD said, we want some drones and give us some feedback. Yep. And they wound up getting 1,675 emails, undisclosed number of telephone calls, undisclosed number of handwritten letters, carrier pigeons,
whatever,
postcards, etc. And of the emails, 94% of the people that sent an email said no. 6% said, yeah, we're cool with that. And the Board of Commissioners said, all right, the people have spoken, and LAPD, here's your drone.
Commissioner Cynthia McClain Hill voted against the program, while Commission President Steve Soboroff, Vice President Matthew Johnson, and Commissioner Sandra Figueroa Villa voted for it. Commissioner Shane Murphy Goldsmith was not present for the vote. The panel's vote prompted an outcry from opponents, some of whom marched outside the LAPD headquarters and into the intersection of First and Main Streets, blocking traffic. Police declared the gathering as unlawful assembly, ordering the groups out of the street.
Now, yeah, this term, unlawful assembly, there was a meeting, meet and greet, former chair from like 30 years ago of the Libertarian National Party, yep, happened to have been visiting Keene, and a bunch of people went out and had lunch with him, and he was talking about a video he saw from several years ago in Manchester, to where Dave Ridley, who called into the show earlier in the day, was being questioned about something by some police, and because, somebody's being questioned by the cops. What's going on here? People stopped on the sidewalk, and then, like, his supervisor showed up. You're only allowed to have three people together. Otherwise, it's an unlawful assembly. Now, you can have an unlimited group of three people. So you can have three people here and then, several feet away, three people. But unlawful assembly. So what exactly do they mean here by unlawful? Was it just four people that they're told, you can't stand on the sidewalk, go stand there, and because they were standing, where a car could be parked?
I don't know, Daryl, but whatever they did in Los Angeles was, it must have been constitutional, and it must have been somehow fit in with the phrase, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. I'm sure whatever they did somehow jived with that statement.
But the next sentence here doesn't necessarily make it sound that way.
Right. The panel's vote for an outcry, let's see, blocking traffic. Police declared the gathering an unlawful assembly, ordered the group out of the street. Several protesters were seen being handcuffed and led away by police, although it was unclear if they were only being detained to move them out of the street or if they would be arrested. The commission held a meeting 2 weeks ago when it approved guidelines for the one-year drone pilot program. The guidelines,
so it's only a one-year program.
Limited.
It's going to go away in 364 days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a limited land war in Southeast Asia. Nothing to worry about. The guidelines were then posted on the department's website for 2 weeks to get more public feedback before the final vote. The commission first heard a presentation on the guidelines in August, and the department held four public hearings to meetings to get feedback. And this is typical in most areas. You know, when the government does something unpopular, they, even if they do something popular, it's generally policy to hold some sort of public forum or
right.
Some method for you to voice your support or your displeasure with it. And,
yes.
You know, we've seen that here in New Hampshire. I've seen it everywhere I've lived. And this is not the first time I've heard of support for something being overwhelmingly small and opposition great to
right.
a given program,
so,
and not seeing the government do whatever the heck they wanted to in the first place.
In New Hampshire, the city of about 20,000 people that we're broadcasting from, about 6 years ago, I think it was, FEMA decided, you know what, we're going to offer a ballistic grant for a ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck for Keene, New Hampshire. And people wound up saying, we don't want this. There was petitions signed by hundreds of people. And at the public hearing that they did allow public comment to, the fire marshal wound up saying, this room's at capacity. The only way anybody else enters is when somebody leaves. And so there were people lined up in the hallway waiting on somebody to leave so that they could go in. And very few people spoke in favor. And the city council overwhelmingly approved the grant for the Bearcat. And then there was a motion to reconsider. And again, you know, very few people spoke in favor. And city council again overwhelmingly supported taking this armored response counterattack truck.
Because, quote, we're going to have our own tank.
Yeah, the current mayor said that when he was a city councilor. And he says it's not a tank because it doesn't have tracks.
Ooh, what a big distinction there.
And they also listed, interestingly enough, they claimed that they needed this ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck because at the time we had the Festival of Pumpkins, and, well, people that have listened to this show for a while know that about 4 years ago there was a riot at Pumpkin Fest, and they never actually sent the Bearcat to the riots.
No.
Despite having in the application, we need this because of Pumpkin Fest.
Well, they had it ready to go. They just didn't feel they needed to pull it out. It's kind of crazy. So approval of a drone program, or unmanned aerial system, as the department calls it, comes after the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Civilian Oversight Commission recently voted 5-4 to call for a grounding of the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department's drone program, although Sheriff Jim McDonald said the program would continue. According to the guidelines the police commission approved, drones could be used in a limited capacity, including high-risk tactical operations. So all these are kind of vague. Barricaded
right.
armed suspect responses, hostage rescues in situations involving a threat of exposure to hazardous materials, and the need to detect explosive devices. I could see the police using every one of those examples as a reason why we must serve a warrant to search for drugs.
Yeah.
I could see them using this saying, well, yeah, when we knock down, we're going to do a no-knock raid on this house, so we consider it a high-risk tactical operation. This no-knock raid is likely to have people that may be armed. We don't know they are, but they could be. Therefore, they are barricaded inside a home, so we need it for that.
So
there may be civilians there, so we're going to say it's a hostage rescue, too.
Right. And so I've got some thoughts running through my mind of how exactly are the drones going to help in these situations. Are they going to hover their drone outside of a window?
Oh, I can tell you
are
that.
Are they just going to
hover
it
for a fact,
high
like,
in the
drones,
air?
Drones, what they do, like a lot of these drones, some of them are equipped with technology that actually has like infrared technology that can like like see-through buildings and stuff and tell you how many bodies are inside a certain building.
Or clothing.
You know, like where they are in the building or whatever before. This is what the military uses before they raid buildings overseas.
Sure.
So they have the drones fly above these buildings before they're raided, and then they know when they go in, like to the left there'll be two people standing there, or to the right there'll be, you know, upstairs to the left there's four people, etc.
And everybody suspected members of Al-Qaeda, or is it ISIS now? Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You like your friends, and you like LRN.FM or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we had a caller call in earlier asking, what are some of the benefits of cryptocurrencies? Well, I'll tell you one of them. You can save up to 33% on things that you're going to buy anyway. I actually wound up getting the last of three items in the mail today that I saved 25% on by using saveatpurse.com.
And save from where?
Saveatpurse.com. These are things that you'd find on Amazon. You put them in an Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list to saveatpurse.com. And, again, you can save 5% instantly. You want to get a little bit bigger of a discount, you might have to wait a couple of hours, maybe a couple of days. This, again, I saved 25%, got some health food things that go in my smoothie. The final item that came in the mail today was spirulina, which is
Gesundheit.
No, spirulina. It's Gesundheit. From an algae. It's like an algae powder thing. It turns the smoothie green, and it's got like all the amino acids that you need.
Sounds delicious, Daryl.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
It is. I need to make you a smoothie sometime. Come over Saturday morning. I'll make you a smoothie.
Don't trouble yourself, but thank you anyway.
And you too can save. Again, you put things in an Amazon wish list, import the wish list to saveatpurse.com, and then you fund the account with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. And when you get the items, you then go back to saveatpurse.com, say, I got the items, and then somebody on the other end winds up getting Bitcoin, and everybody is happy because you saved 5, 10, 15, 20, 25%, up to 33% at saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse, all one word, saveatpurse.com.
And I got to say, it's always amazing. I couldn't tell you how many web searches I've done on various products that I wanted to get, just to have it come up again and go, yes, the lowest price available is on Amazon, and that people have figured out a way to actually get a better deal from Amazon, which
it's amazing.
Crazy. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely cool. Amazing. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Diane calling in from Albuquerque, listening to KABQ 1350. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm referring to last night and Rick Scott, but first I just want to ask you, I'm an Easterner, actually a New Yorker, but I've performed up in Keene, and I mean, it's a beautiful part of the world, the whole of New England. Can I ask you who the owners of your home station are?
Well, we're on about 170 stations across the country. We're an independently broadcast show that's syndicated on the Genesis Communications Network.
Genesis, okay. So you're not owned by Clear Channel or one of those or anything?
No,
like that?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to know. I'm very political, so I just wanted to know. Okay, as far as the state of emergency that Rick Scott proclaimed, as far as I'm concerned, with Rick Scott's background, current and past, he was fomenting violence. That's why he did that.
Oh, I totally think so.
You do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Declaring a state of emergency for a speech. I mean, why?
And the over-equipped police as well that he called out and everybody else.
Well, he has to hype it up so he has so it makes his expansive budget for all those military grade police upgrades. He has to have some reason to put them to use, right?
I'm so glad you're saying this because nobody said it last night.
Oh, that's the first thing I thought when I heard. I saw the post and I'm like, wait, what? Did a governor really just declare a state of an emergency for this? And I'm like, this was fired. No, I'm not. Actually, a lot of my family live in Florida. My mom was born in St. Petersburg. And,
yeah, but I think you'll find if you continue to listen to the show that each night has its own flavor. It has generally different hosts that have different opinions. I mean, none of us get a script that we follow.
Well, no, I know that. I'm a member of four theatrical radio television unions. I know all about broadcasting. So
Yeah, and actually, Diane, you're listening on delay broadcast there. Right, but you're also listening on delay broadcast.
I know.
They're in Albuquerque, and earlier tonight we were talking about how much they wound up spending down there in Florida.
I heard the university said
$500,000. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Who spent the $500,000?
The university spent $500,000.
Well, it's technically the taxpayers.
It's terribly sad. And I knew that. I know that. And I'm grateful that you are on real time right now for an hour here in Albuquerque, because almost no one is. People say, oh, Eastern Standard, Central, Mountain Time, Pacific. They always forget Mountain Time. Anyway, so, I just wanted to put that in, and since you picked it up and agree with me, I'm really pleased, because Rick Scott needs to be in jail. We know that he was convicted of fraud.
Yeah, that was a classless act on his part as far as declaring a state of emergency. That was absolutely absurd. It wasn't necessary. It was just him trying to hype up and cause more problems than solve them.
Thank you. I'm
sometimes
so
government needs new problems
that.
To solve.
Mm-hmm. He is the problem.
Yes, he is the problem.
Sometimes
you're
governments
right.
try to find new problems to solve, and that's
well,
how they kind of can maintain some control.
I don't feel about government the way you do. I'm not a libertarian. I'm a progressive. And I think that I believe in paying my taxes and that we should have taxes. And I believe that the sources of income for the government, and I won't go into all of them, that's the only entity that can do infrastructure, that can do all the very expensive things that a country needs. So I'm not for privatization. I'm not for a lot of those things. But I'm also a balanced human being, very thoughtful and very well educated, I think. So, but you know, I'm from the theater, and theater people are, and I have a fabulous background, so I really am from the New York theater and Broadway and all of that. And you know, we are holistic, we are empathetic, we have to be other people. It makes us understand other people more. And so that's why a lot of us are progressive, and I just want to get that out there.
Sure.
But we are not Weinstein fans.
Yeah. Do you, how about wars? Do you like wars?
Hate them. Oh, I'm with you on that, and I'm with you on marijuana.
Well, absolutely. You can't really have wars without taxation. It makes it very difficult.
Well, I think you can stand against war, but like just you don't have to be against taxation altogether in order to be against war.
No, I'm just saying that it's very difficult to have wars without taxing people.
I'm not a pacifist, but we're in just too many parts of the world right now. Why the hell are we in Niger? I mean, Trump has made up this word, fake news. Well, we have always called Fox faux news, which is fake, but I don't think that he knows how to speak French. But, and I'm a New Yorker. Nobody had to tell me about him. I grew up with him, but and I've always found him obnoxious. I just can't look at him. It has nothing to do with his
So have I. Diane, thank you for the call.
Okay,
and
call
welcome
again.
To the show. Definitely do. And good to have you on board. Good to be on the air there in Albuquerque on
KADQ. I'm only on Thursdays.
This is Free Talk Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled MAG, miracle.com.
Google. Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. If you like the show and you want to help the show, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and your contribution of $5 per month minimum winds up helping us reach out to more radio stations to where we can wind up being able to speak to people like Diane, who called in listening to us on a progressive talk radio station. They're both conservative and progressive stations that take Free Talk Live. And your AMP dollars help us reach out to, again, get on more stations. We're already on close to 170. We could be on 200-400 stations. app.freetalklive.com. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go back to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that I have been learning that why our killer cells, you know, the Pac-Man that kills a cold virus, they have been known to attack healthy cells so that we get...
Hold on.
Hold on. No,
what?
No.
She's talking about
Pac-Man? Are you talking about white blood cells?
That's like correct.
Okay, yeah, thank you. White blood cells. They kind of look like Pac-Man in some animations.
I've never heard of Pac-Man cells. I know what Pac-Man is. Right. I'm very familiar with the game.
That's what
I prefer Mrs. Pac-Man because it's more fun, but I've never heard of anything inside of my body being called the Pac-Man.
If you were to fluoroscope your body when you have a cold, it just basically looks like one big Pac-Man game. Right, Sarah?
Well, what I'm saying is that any defective cell, such as a cold or a flu virus or even a cancer virus, these white blood cells, I call them Pac-Man because they eat it. They destroy it. So what I'm saying is that so much of our illness is coming from these killer cells attacking healthy cells, and it's called the autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the fibromyalgia, what is that? See, that's one of those diseases, fibromyalgia, where the killer cells are attacking the healthy cells. So I never heard of such a disease, but what I have been learning is that these are happening because we are missing the galactose molecule. It's one of the 8 essential saccharides.
Okay.
We're missing a certain carbohydrate that's only found in fine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
So are you saying we're not getting that in our diets?
Right. We need 8 essential saccharides. We get 2 of those. I think it's glucose and the other one. We get plenty of those, but we are missing the galactose molecule.
So hold on, Sarah. Are you saying that fibromyalgia is caused by a lack of lactose?
It's called we're missing a carbohydrate, an essential carbohydrate. And
right, and you're saying that causes fibromyalgia? Because the Mayo Clinic says that it's genetic, possibly caused by an infection and sometimes caused from physical trauma. That does not sound like you didn't drink enough milk, so therefore fibromyalgia.
Well, no, I see a lot of references to, and I'm just Googling online, you know, the 8 essential sugars, the saccharides that we need to be getting. And I don't have enough information to offer anything. But it seems like there's a lot of independent media touting the good things about these 8 essential.
Right, and then there's also people trying to sell supplements that will wind up mentioning
funny things
as well.
I see those on the same pages. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that I want to explain the science behind it. Right? Where would carbohydrate, other than we think about like pasta, it gives us energy. We never gave any credit to carbohydrates. But what I'm saying is that these carbohydrates, they actually surround the outside of our amino acids. So that the protein is amino acids that build our cells, and outside of that, we need 8 essential saccharides. And we are missing them because how many people eat out of their gardens now these days? Who has gardens that eat like tomato right off when it's ripe, off the vine, or plums or peaches?
I actually know a fair number of people that do that.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of people that do that. But I think, Sarah, your point's well taken. And I think it's not far-fetched to believe that because we eat so much more processed foods and we eat fewer fruits and vegetables than generations past, that some diseases may have some cause in our nutritional intake as opposed to other reasons. I don't think that's unreasonable. But before I go drastically changing my diet, like so many people did when they said, well, carbs are bad, so eliminate all carbs, I'd want to study up on it a little bit, too. But
and then, you know, what was it, 20, 30 years ago? Fat is bad. Cut out all fat.
Right.
This is bad. Cut it out. This is bad. Well, if you cut out everything that everybody has ever said is bad, you're not going to consume anything because, well, there's probably stuff in the water. You can't drink the water. You can't eat table salt because, you know, it's something, and you can't do this or that.
Red meat's
so
bad for you, yes.
Then you become a breatharian, and, well, Sarah, we know that you think that breatharians are a thing, so continue with your thought.
I want to explain the science behind it. I'm not talking about any, like, pasta or rice carbohydrates. I'm not talking about a carbohydrate that we get by the ton, like glucose, for example, or the fructose.
We're talking about so where are you getting your info on this science?
Well, you know what? I was introduced to a product, you know, of these, they have these, my friend sells blend. So the thing about it is that science, you're asking me where? I listened to one of our lectures. She gave me a CD. Well, the thing is, I ignored her for 12 years. She told me about it. And of course, you got, we hear about 1,000 products that's supposed to help your immune system. It's like, what's the difference between vitamin C, vitamin D, calcium? It sounds the same. The zinc, it's supposed to all. So I basically ignored her, and just recently I was interested in it after 13 years, and she gave me a CD about a seminar. And what she explained is that our cells are surrounded by these sugars, and if we're missing, it's like missing a vowel. So
okay, I got one specific question for you. So I'm looking through some of this. Glucosamine, am I pronouncing that incorrect?
Glucosamine?
Glucosamine, okay. This is listed as, one of the 8 essential.
It's one of the things that they often suggest people with various forms of arthritis take is a glucosamine, oftentimes with chondroitin.
Okay, well, my point is they're saying that this is one of these things that are essential for good health, but it's found mostly in shark cartilage and the shells of crustaceans. So,
but you know what? That's not a saccharide. I'm looking at a galactose molecule. It's a carbohydrate. It's a saccharide. It's a sugar. They're talking about something completely different.
The name of this article is, what are the essential sugars and why are they essential?
So let me ask this one question real quick, Sarah. So whatever science was presented in this video that you watched, the way science works is it can be replicated. So I come up with a hypothesis, I do an experiment, and then I write down my results. Chris can then replicate my experiment based on my hypothesis and what I did, and he should get the same results. Has that happened with the video that you watched where some science person said, here's my hypothesis, here's my research? Was that replicated? Yes or no?
Replicated? I'm sure it has. But
you don't really know. Sarah, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to talk about science, well, it needs to actually be science. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to try the best pillow that you will ever use? And you can try it risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about My Pillow. That's the brand name. You don't get to use mine and leave me without a pillow. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for a while now, and I can honestly say it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up getting all dusty and dirty with dead skin and dirt, you can actually throw your MyPillow in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and still use it as something other than kindling for a fire. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL and then Free Talk Live to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like the MyPillow, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com. Code FTL.
And going back to our story regarding LA's drone program, they were quick to point out here that drones would not be weaponized or used during surveillance, and their use would be have to be approved on a case-by-case basis.
All right, so let's sort of go back in the story just a hair, where the Los Angeles Police Oversight Commission approved the use of drones for the LAPD, saying it's going to be used in limited capacities, including high-risk tactical operations, barricaded armed suspect response, hostage rescue, and situations involving threat of exposure to hazardous material and the need to detect explosive devices, but we're not using it as surveillance.
Right, and we're not going to be using it as a weapons platform.
Right, so the only part of this that I believe is that as of right now, they don't intend to put weapons on this, but there's no way that you can fly a drone over some situation and not surveil what
right.
you're looking at.
Yeah, and I think what they're saying
what they're attempting to say is, people of L.A., relax. We're not just going to fly drones by your house and look in your windows. It's not going to be for that. It's only going to be for these very few limited specific things. Sort of like the NSA saying, we're only going to look at metadata. But then it comes out that certain NSA employees were recording, listening to phone calls of their girlfriends and looking through their girlfriends'
email. Yeah, I don't agree with the whole spy, like flying drones over houses and stuff. Like, nope.
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I know.
The prison
program. My whole thing is like, even if we have a government, and like, even if we have a police department, I believe the police department should function like the fire department. Meaning, you stay there, and when we need you, we'll call.
Going to be volunteer?
Sure. Like, but when we need you, we'll call you. Like, you shouldn't be paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to drive around looking for crime. Like, no thank you.
Should we not then enact laws like the war on drugs?
No, I don't believe so. I think it's stupid. You know what? Like, I think if people are out and they're causing danger and you know, in good faith, make a phone call to a police department and say, hey, this guy looks drunk. He almost struck a tree or something. Like, let the guy sober up or something. You know, I think I don't see any problem with that. And I know there's some people that think like, oh, you can't call on people that are drunk. Like, no, you know what? I'm not one of those people that I can see something and then just not care and move on with my life. You know what I mean? Well, yeah, because that person could hit your freaking grandmother coming down the other lane. You never know. Like, it's just you would do what you'd expect other people to do in good faith.
People do take that approach. Other people say that, you know, even the example of a drunk driver, there is no victim unless something goes wrong. I say that as someone who's driven drunk more times than I should have in my life.
You know, enough people die every year from it. Like, really, if they want to hate me because they got PC'd for a night, like, whatever.
PC being placed under protective custody.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. I think that wouldn't be a bad first thing if somebody, you know, had a little too much to drink, like PC them front.
Right,
I don't
but
think
that's
you need
generally not what happens.
Well,
what generally happens is they wind up getting charged with a DUI, and then they go to court and lose their license.
$2,000 to $3,000 in fines, and that money generally goes to fund other programs.
My father has no license right now. He's a freaking disabled vet, became an alcoholic, got 3 DUIs, doesn't have his license.
Yeah.
And if he drives anywhere, then driving on suspended, and you get a couple of those, and then you wind up going to jail for a year.
Right.
Yeah, well, see, I'm one of those people where I'm like, you know what? Like, I saw the state my dad was in sometimes when he would go to get into cars. It was like, that's not right, you know? It's not right.
I don't disagree with you, and I think it's a matter of personal responsibility.
Like, oh, yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I'm one of those people where I'd rather take the heat for doing what I thought was right in the moment than not do it at all, and then have it on my conscience if something happened.
Sure, but you have people that get pulled over for suspicion of drunk driving, and then they find something else in their car, right?
Well, I've gotten charged with it before.
Yeah. But is that right? If you're not drinking, do you...
I argued my case, and I beat it, though. You know what I mean? Like, I made my case.
How many people don't have that ability to do? Maybe they don't feel they can... They're frightened of the court system.
Well, that's
they
why
don't
I think
want to argue their
good
own
public
case,
attorneys.
So
they can't take the day off of work to wind up going to court.
Right.
Well, that's why a lot of these, you know, a lot of people that are activists should go become attorneys and advocate on behalf of people.
Because that's the easy. It's
no,
super easy to become an attorney,
help,
apparently.
Like, there are, but also to be honest about whether some laws are truly helpful or whether sometimes they do more damage than the good they're supposed to provide. And that's the slippery slope. There has to be balance. And I don't mind. You said it before. I'd like to live in a small town where we have a small private. I like that. I like local government. As much as I pretty much despise all levels of government, if I had to pick one of them, it'd be my town. We just do the right thing, take care of our neighbors, call our local cops up when they need them. They don't need to drive around and look for reasons to bust people. Just at that small level, things tend to work much, much better
than
when you've got 535 people whose who are confronted with bribery every single day by lobbyists.
Well, see, this is the problem, too, is in every state, right, you get federal police, state police, local police, you get all these other freaking different police right. forces, and it's like, no. Each town can have their own local one, and they can communicate with each other. Why do we have state police? Why do we have federal police?
I'll second that. We agree on something, Heather. How
right?
about that?
Yeah.
Let's jump back into this L.A. drone article. Again, only 6% of people that took the time to contact the L.A. Civilian Board of Police commissioners supported giving the LAPD drones. The other 94% that reached out via email. We don't know how many people sent handwritten letters or made telephone calls, but 94% of those that sent emails did not support this program. The Board of Commissioners wound up approving it anyway. But don't worry, it's going to be limited in scope, and it's not going to be weaponized for now.
And
we're not going to use it for surveillance. For now, but that could be approved on a case-by-case basis.
Correct. The commission also added several more amendments before the final vote, including that facial recognition technology would not be used on the drones.
For now.
The LAPD's pursuit of a pilot program is a reversal of its policy after it abandoned the idea of using drones 3 years ago in the face of protests from activists. Members of the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition, the Drone-Free LAPD / No Drones, LA exclamation point campaign and the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California and other civil rights organizations have been vocal about their opposition to the program over concerns that, quote, mission creep, unquote, will lead to the devices one day being armed or used for surveillance to infringe on privacy rights.
Or both.
Quote, drones represent a significant threat to privacy, one that is very difficult to contain once drones are deployed for any use whatsoever, unquote, said Melanie Ocha, an ACLU staff attorney at a commission meeting in August. The groups have also charged that because the emails to the LAPD received on the program were overwhelmingly negative, the commission is not interested in the public feedback it is receiving and is just going through the motions. The Los Angeles City Council cleared the way in June for the city's fire department to begin using drones. An L.A. fire department report addressed the issue of privacy concerns and said the devices would not be used to monitor or provide surveillance or law enforcement.
That just made me think, though, like using drones to see who's in a burning building in order to rescue them. Like, what a good use.
This is Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, always online at freetalklive.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.